Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 840 now here on WPHM. Next weekend, the St. Clair County Genealogy and History Society. I don't want to say genealogic, but it's genealogy. My tongue wasn't quite working. Has their annual cemetery tour. Tracy Cedar is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Tracy.
All right, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. This is an annual event. You always explore the cemetery and look at all those great historic names.
Yes, for sure. So this year we're going to concentrate on the southeast corner of the cemetery, so really in one of the older sections.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in B, C, D, F, and G. We've gotten some feedback from past tours that maybe the tours run a little bit long.
Well, it's a huge cemetery. If you get into Lakeside Cemetery, you could spend days exploring that cemetery.
Easily. And, you know, there's over 41,000 memorials in the cemetery. Each one of those has a story, right? So we get there, and we're like, where are we going to start? And one of us is in this section, one is here, and we each, like, our minds are set on who we're going to talk about. Well,
yeah.
Then it's like, all right, how are we going to fill in between? So it ends up being a huge tour. But this year, we heard you, everybody. We're going to keep it to an hour as best as we can. We've got 9 stops in that southeast section. And that's really one of the older sections of the cemetery. Mm. So we're going to talk about some cool people.
Yeah, like you said, every one of those stones has a name, and that name has a story behind it.
Yep, for sure. So it is a free event. Registration is not mandatory, but it is recommended, and you can do that by visiting the City of Port Huron Rec Department at www.porthuronrec.com. You can also find more information about the St. Clair County Genealogy and History Society, also known as SCCGHS. So visit our website at sccghs.org, and also we're on Facebook, so check us out. If you're ever interested in being a member, it's $20 a year. We have a lot of fun. We meet in St. Clair once a month. We have programs that are free and open to the public. You don't have to be a member to attend any of our events.
Do you have to know anything about your own genealogy? In other words, I might not know much about my lineage, but I'm really interested in local history.
Absolutely not. You know, we'll be happy to help you with that if you're interested in looking at your genealogy. And as far as the local history goes, starting at the cemetery is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next year, with it being our nation's 250th birthday, we really are planning a big thing and hit some of those important founding father sites and some military sites. And I think next year, too, it's in the planning stages, but I think we're going to try to do a tour of Mount Hope as well.
Oh, that'll be brilliant.
Yeah, we've had a lot of inquiries about that. And like, hey, if we can pull it off, we'll do it.
How did you get interested in this in the first place, Tracy?
Kind of by accident.
Yeah.
First of all, I was doing some family genealogy, and I just went online and looked for local information, and the Genealogy Society came up. I got in contact with them just looking, like a lot of others, just looking for help on how to do genealogical research, and the woman said, hey, you know, it's $20, join us, see what we're about. And next thing you know, bing, boom, bang, now I'm the vice president of the group.
There you go. But it is fascinating, though, as you start to peel back the layers of the onion, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, we've got some really interesting characters there. You know, everyone kind of knows the story of Edison and McMorran, mm-hmm. but man, there's some cool people in there. You know, we visited Port Huron's only police officer that died in the line of duty, and he was shot by someone of John Dillinger's gang. I mean, that's a cool story, and mm-hmm. not everybody knows that, so it was really cool to be able to bring that up and to have Matt King come and talk about that site for us. That was pretty awesome. And that's what we do with the tour is each stop, we're going to have either a reenactor or an individual talk about that spot. We used to tell them, you can have 5 minutes or so. We've said 1 to 3, because we got to keep it tight. Because, you know, we start out with maybe 100 folks, and at the end, we're down to 30 or 40. We want everybody to stay and enjoy the tour. We're comfortable shoes. Be prepared for the weather. We do have a rain date set up for the next day. If it happens to rain, it's not going to rain. We're going to have a great tour.
Doesn't rain around here anymore.
No. Actually, we could use some, but, yeah. not,
but not
on
next
the 27th,
right,
that's for
exactly.
sure.
Registration is preferred, not required. And correct. You can do that on the Port Huron City Rec website, or you can visit your website as well. What time does it start?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock next Saturday, a
next
week from
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Pollock Randall's going to be there. They're one of our sponsors, and they're going to have cider and donuts and maybe some coffee. And they're a great supporter of all the things that we do. And we just love to have people come out and explore. The cemetery is beautiful. You know, it's very park-like. We're very fortunate. And visiting that older section, you know, something, too, about that older section. Some of those people have been moved 4 or 5 times.
Yes, yeah, right, because the cemetery hasn't always been where it is.
Right.
In fact, didn't it used to be at Pine Grove Park?
There was one at Pine Grove Park, and I believe at one time the city of Port Huron had maybe 5 or 6 individual cemeteries. So they have gradually combined them into one, but some of those folks have moved from this one to that one. So, yeah, you know, the cemetery wasn't established till 1877, and we know there's been, you know, an establishment here much longer than that, so...
Some great stories to be told next
definitely.
Week.
Definitely. So cool. Come out, join us.
All right. 11 o'clock. And where should people plan on meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to meet at the chapel this year.
Okay.
Yep. So right in the front, just as you pull in, meet at the chapel. There's lots of parking there. There's restrooms available there. And we're going to keep the tour tight to that chapel area. So just to that southeast corner.
Right, 11 a.m. next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, the 27th of September, as put on by the St. Clair County Genealogy and History Society.
Got it.
Tracy, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
As always, we'll talk to you again next year, Paul.
Sounds good. Tracy Cedar with us as we check weather real quick here on WPHM.